Apprentice Alta, Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we are back. John Dinkins here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Coach Ron Adelot joining me and on his trip from Laverne back, and not quite as big a road trip this week as it was last week, but still a road trip. But you got off to a really, really good start. I know some of the guys, from what I understand, were a little disappointed in their performance, and they picked it up last night a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a big district game and a tough place to play, and I thought we went down and took care of business fairly well.
Getting off to those starts is really important if you're on the road, and you're, you know, it just means a lot when you can get off and move the ball and do things right, and kind of makes everybody feel a little bit better and relaxed a little bit to play better, I would think.
Well, it does. You know, it takes a lot of pressure off, you know, each side of the ball. The offense gets off, or the defense gets off to a fast start, then it certainly makes the flow of the game go better. Field position tends to be a lot better for you, which makes it easier to make plays.
Had a couple block punts too, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Last night. Yeah, we did. We were very fortunate and played decently in the special teams. We still gave up a long touchdown kickoff return. You know, we just had a breakdown in the middle there a little bit, but Josh did a good job. I think it was three times he kicked it in the end zone. So, you know, the one time we didn't, we sort of kind of got complacent. But, you know, all in all, you know, it worked out fairly well.
When you get up and you had a large lead early, Coach, is it hard to keep them maintain that focus? It's appeared that it didn't in the first half, but you know, maybe some guys start playing and get some other guys in. It is a good opportunity to do that at times in that second half, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and I think probably as coaches, we're, you know, the younger kids are excited to play, but as coaches, we're trying to make sure that we get those key dudes off the field, you know, where we're depth depleted. And you know, and I don't think it's any different for any other team. You know, I don't think all teams, or any team for that fact, has a stack of depth at every position. I think you're a little bit better endowed with depth at certain spots, and obviously, you know, we're trying to get people off in key spots and keep people off.
You know, I remember when the preseason started, we were talking about, you know, your depth. Riverdale had a little more depth than some other teams, but it's come to find out you've had some injuries, and it's really –
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource.
Thanks, Middle Tennessee, for making us more than just your satellite service provider. Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment.
Whether you need Dish Network, DirecTV, Xfinity, Charter, HughesNet, Home Theater, or flat panel TVs,
you got to go to the source.
815-1800.
Call 815-1800 for a free evaluation of current services and bundle together what best fits your needs.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Coach Ron Adelot of the Riverdale Warriors is our guest. Coach, we were talking about the defense and the offensive line, but the defense played really well last night as a whole. And, you know, we had talked about some of the guys. They wanted to kind of come back because Hendersonville scored some points on you, and I think they wanted to prove a point. Laverne is a much is a much better team than people give them credit for, I think, too. And they're well coached, and I know that was a big thing on them, and they seem to be trying to prove a point a little bit last night.
Well, yeah, you know, and I think probably the defense, the kids were a little bit, you know, they probably got to the point where they're a little bit complacent, had played some big games and done extremely well, and they thought they could roll into Hendersonville and show up. And obviously Hendersonville is a little bit different scheme where they're not downhill. They're going to make you sit and read. And, you know, our guys got a little bit anxious and didn't do a good job of that. And I thought last night after the first series, we were a little shaky the first series. I thought, as you said, they're well coached, and they came out and did a few things and put us in a bind a little bit. The kids calmed down, and I thought we played real well from that point on with the first and second guys in, and, you know, put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, still I think Bobby would like to see them tackle a little bit better. And, you know, and we've got a couple of weeks to try to shore some of those things up.
As you go from week to week, and I ask a general question here about how it's – We forget they're 16, 17-year-old kids, you know, and like a little bit of a letdown against Hendersonville is, I guess, you're going to have those little bumps along the way, but you as a coach have no way to predict that, do you?
That's funny you ask that. I have people come in and say, well, what do you feel about tonight, coach? And I go, what does it matter how I feel, you know?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. You know, when you go anywhere from 15 to 18 years old, you know, there's probably a lot of things on their mind outside of football, you know, whereas that's all we do is we consume it. But it's always interesting to see how they'll respond. That, you know, you just can't read a team until it's into the flow of the game.
And I just think it's so funny how everybody, yeah, that's a great line. It's not what you think, it's what they're thinking, I guess.
Amen.
We've got a week off now, and we've asked this question many times before, and a lot of people have you gotten used to it now? I mean, it used to be, I know a lot of people didn't like it, and it just kind of disrupts the flow, but I guess there's good and bad about it, isn't there?
Well, there is, and yes, we have gotten used to it, and yes, I think it is a good thing. You know, if you play multiple rounds in playoffs especially, man, you know, you're physically and mentally tired, and the kids get a little break, and they, you know, if you give them a little break and you don't beat them too hard in the fall week, you correct some things, you go back to a few basics. They don't have school hanging over their head, a lot of homework, so they get a little rest. Yeah, it's a good thing. It should help all teams.
And gives you another week to I don't know how every team does it, but you may give you a day or two extra to prepare for your next opponent. It just depends, I guess, right? And you've got a pretty good one coming up. No pun intended, but they're hot as fire, and that's Blackman, who won last night in a big win for them, which kind of sets that.
You know, he's the kind of back that you can never relax on. You may hold him, but that fifth, sixth, 15th, 16th carry, he's dangerous from the first to the 30th carry. So you can never relax. You got to continually play defense. But, you know, as Philip will tell you later, they have other weapons, and you can't just sit there and put, you know, 9-10 guys in the box, or they've got some things that they can do. They've got a quality quarterback over there, and they've got some people that can make plays elsewhere on the field. Apparently their offensive line also. I hadn't watched any of them, but I'm sure they're getting better and better. They had a lot of young kids, had to replace a lot of kids, and you know, it's going to be a big rival game, and I don't think either coach is going to have to worry about getting their team excited about playing. You know, it's just getting them calmed down and getting the things taught. And
And that's a Thursday game, right? I think it's Thursday night.
It's a television game, Thursday game, third place.
I don't think that's going to affect the crowd any. I think you're still having a pretty good little crowd.
I think it'll be a pretty good gate. Unfortunately, that's not ours either.
How are you health-wise in terms of the Warriors? How are they looking in that department?
Well, I think with the two-week, we'll be close to 100%. You know, we had one little ding last night that's minor, and we think that that'll work itself out by at least, if not the end of this week coming up, next week, the following game week.
Well, good luck to you, and get some rest. Take it easy for a day or two. You know what I mean?
I'm going to try to do that.
Yeah.
You too, John.
I'm going to do that the best I can. Coach Ron ate a lot. 42-14 winner last night against Laverne, remaining undefeated, and getting ready for that showdown against Blackman on the 13th of on a Thursday night ball game in a week or two here. We're going to continue with the Prentice Sauce Pioneer Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. And Brian Barrett is going to come up, and he'll have Coach Matt Williams of the Smyrna Bulldogs coming up right after this.